This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. In hour number three, we reach 50 million homes. In hour number three on Newsmax TV, we reach about 30 stations and cities and markets all over this great country on USA Radio. Starting right now in hour number one, 6 o'clock East Coast, 3 o'clock West Coast. If you're listening on the radio, you've never watched me on TV. I meet people in Vegas every day. I go, I listen to you every day. And I go, well, do you ever watch the show? You're on TV? What? You listen to the show every day? You don't know I'm on TV? Channel 349, DirecTV. Channel 216, Dish. If you don't have DirecTV or Dish, then we are on many cable systems around the country. But if you're in Vegas, best shot at that point is to watch us streamed live on YouTube or on NewsmaxTV.com or on Roku or on Google TV, Amazon TV, Apple TV, all those new devices, newfang devices that nobody over the age of 50 has any idea what they do. But if you're under the age of 50, you probably understand it. Lots of big news today in Trump land, as usual. First of all, the first news of the day is that the GOP did win a special election last night in Arizona. Now, it was a 5-point margin of victory in a district Trump won by 20, so everybody's hysterical again, and the GOP's hysterical. Oh, my God, we're going to lose. Oh, my God, we're going to lose. And the Democratic Party's hysterical, because, hysterically happy, because they think that's a sign that we're going to lose the House. And all I could tell you is special elections are nothing like the general election. Come November, the Democratic Party has to defend 435 seats. So does the Republican Party. You got to spread your money out around 435 seats. It's not so easy to put 15 million in one single seat. Now, the Democrats have had this situation where several special elections have come up since Trump was elected president, and we have either won them, but by very small margins, which scares everybody, or lost them. And Democrats say, see, that proves nobody likes Trump. No, it proves you're spending $15 million per special election. You're pouring in all the money you've got, as well as all the money celebrities have. Most of these districts, you'll see all the donations are coming from Beverly Hills, even though the district is in Arizona or Pennsylvania. And so that can't happen when there's 435 seats, and that's why you're all going to lose the House. You're not going to win back this House. That's my prediction right now. You will not. Democrats will not win back the House. Republicans will retain the House. They're living in la-la land. They don't understand special elections do not necessarily translate to the real world. All right, some good news for once. The Trump travel ban looks poised for victory at the United States Supreme Court. Poised for victory. The U.S. Supreme Court is just about to uphold President Donald Trump's travel ban as two key justices used an argument session to aim skeptical questions at a lawyer challenging the policy. Here's the thing, before I even read the rest of this. I elected, you elected, we elected a guy named Donald Trump to be president of the United States. He gets national security briefings. Only he understands national security. Only he understands immigration policy. It's a federal government policy. What do judges and lawyers have to do with this in the first place? What does a federal judge in Hawaii have to do with Donald Trump's decision-making as president of the United States, as the elected president? We elected him to make decisions that protect my kids and yours. And unelected judges think they have a right to veto the president of the United States. Do they make national security law? No. Do they make immigration law? No. Should they? No. Do they get any national security briefings? No. Do they have any idea which countries are reckless and housing nothing but housing and birthing nothing but terrorists? No. So what would a liberal judge in Hawaii, out in the middle of the Pacific, 3,000 miles away from California, let alone 9,000 miles away from 6,000 miles away from New York, what could you possibly know more with the goal in mind of limiting immigration and extreme vetting and building a wall and deporting people and then, most importantly, keeping out people from very dangerous Islamic nations where there are terrorists galore? What could you know more than my president when you're unelected and you're 6,000 miles away in the middle of the ocean in Hawaii on a little island sunning yourself? The answer is nothing. So it's just ludicrous. It's ludicrous that any judge should make a decision on keeping my kids safe at night about a border wall or about who you let into the United States. Donald Trump can do what he wants. He's called President of the United States, the elected President of the United States. He is the one who decides who comes into the United States, not an unelected judge in Hawaii or state of Washington or California, all coming from the same district of judges, federal judges, that's just rancid. Hearing the case, the last case of its nine-month term Wednesday, the court took its first direct look at a policy that bars more than 150 million people from entering the country. Opponents led at the high court by Hawaii, like Hawaii knows anything about national security, say Trump overstepped his authority, was motivated by anti-Muslim animus. All right, we'll get into this more a little bit later in the show, but it's just a joke, and it should not come as a surprise that the Supreme Court will come down on Trump's side. The thing is, we need the Supreme Court to come down on Trump's side on everything, because every time a federal court judge rules on anything, those judges hate Trump's guts, they're for big government, they're for the swamp, they're part of the swamp, or they're liberal, or they're commie, or all the above. Probably, you know, A, B, C, and D. When you took those tests in high school, it was like A, B, C, D, or E might be all the above. That's what it is. These judges are swamp creatures. They are anti-American. They're communist Marxist. And they love Washington, D.C., and they hate Donald Trump. It's all the above. A little mixture of all the above. A new poll is out. 6 in 10 Americans back Trump's Islamic screening policies. Only 14% of registered voters strongly oppose President Donald Trump's border security reforms, despite the establishment media's description of a depiction of the reforms as a Muslim travel ban. Only 14% strongly opposed. But you know the most important part of that sentence, registered voters. See, this is how the pollsters scam you and the liberal media scams you. They hire liberal Democratic frauds who used to work on Clinton's campaign or Obama's campaign, and now they call themselves pollsters. And they hire them, and number one, they oversample Democrats. And number two, when they ask poll questions, they ask them completely misleadingly, and they lead the person to a liberal conclusion. And number three, here's the big one, they don't ask registered voters, they ask all voters, or all people they meet on the street. If, you know, did you ever watch Jimmy Kimmel, who I hate, and he's a liberal, but so what? You ever watch his Man on the Street on his show late night? If you go by his Man on the Street on either Melrose Boulevard in Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles or at Venice Beach, any of those late night shows actually that have the Man on the Street questions, the average person is a moron. The average person could spell cat if I spotted them in C and the A. And so they ask them questions, and these people are so dumb, they shouldn't be allowed to vote. They have minds of like 5-year-olds, and these are like 40-year-old adults. They don't know anything about anything. You could show them a picture of the vice president. They have no idea who it is. And it's not just because it's a Republican vice president with Donald Trump. How about when I watched the Jimmy Kimmel about 2 years ago, they walked on Melrose Avenue and they asked people, who is this guy? And it was a picture of Joe Biden. They all loved Obama. Everybody loved Obama. But I asked them who the vice president was, a picture of Joe Biden. Nobody knew. One guy, a black guy, he was the only guy who actually took a stab at it. The rest of them were like, duh, I don't know who that is. The black guy said, oh, he must be a Republican. And the guy said, why do you think he's a Republican? Oh, because he's a white guy and he's old. He must hate Obama. And so that was the only guy who thought he knew who the picture was. And, of course, it was Joe Biden, Obama's vice president, running on the presidential ticket with him. That's how dumb most people are. And so when you ask registered voters, even that's not good enough. The one that Rasmussen does is they don't ask voters, they don't ask average people on the street, they don't ask registered voters, they ask likely voters. That's the best one of all. When you ask people who are actually committed to voting, people who have voted in the last election and they say they're going to vote again in this election, that's the qualification where you start to get intelligent answers. And that poll always favors Republicans at Rasmussen. We always look good, all right? You know, the answers are always kind of pro-Trump, pro-Republican, pro-conservative. All the other polls, horrible. It's because they're asking average people who don't know who Joe Biden is when you show them a picture. So even with registered voters only, which is at least a better qualification than asking anybody on the street, 6 in 10 back Trump's Islamic screening policies, and only 14% strongly oppose. Great news. All right, so back to judges. Judges suck. Judges are all bought and paid for by the swamp. Or they're just so liberal, pathetically liberal, you know, for places like New York and L.A., and they've got San Francisco, and they've got Ivy League backgrounds, and they were basically sent to brainwashing camps at Ivy League schools, communist brainwashing camps, re-education camps. And so you can't get judges anywhere except the Supreme Court to rule our way. On the Supreme Court, we win, you know, some of the time anyway, if not most of the time, because we have the 5-4 edge. And with a little bit of luck, we'll soon have a 6-3 edge and then a 7-2 edge by the time Trump leaves the presidency. But on the federal courts, they're stocked with Obama commies. Just, they're not liberals. Now, anybody thinks Wainwright is like saying commies is like a word I'm throwing out to be funny. No, no, no. I have no problem with a person being a Democrat. I have no problem with a person being even liberal on social issues. But when you're just pathetic communist, that's just disgusting. When you could be right out of Venezuela, that's disgusting. When you're like a friend of Fidel Castro, that's disgusting. You're a commie. And so what you see on the judiciary in this country is a bunch of commies appointed by the Obamas of the world. And so a judge, again, a federal judge, Judge John D. Bates in Washington State, has ruled that Trump can't kill the DACA program. And he's demanded that Trump restart the Dreamers DACA program. As if one judge has a right to make that decision. Another judge in New York has said it's okay for a bar to throw someone out of the bar because they're wearing a Make America Great Red hat. You just throw them out. Doesn't matter. You have no rights. You can only rule if it's because of race. You can't throw them out. Maybe religion. I don't know. Probably they would say if you throw someone out of a bar because they're Muslim, you get in trouble. But if you throw them out because they're a Trump supporter in New York, according to this judge, that's fine. They don't have a right to have a drink in your bar. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, USA Radio. The judges gotta go. Be right back at you. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Oh. Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. We're now the Way Down the Root Show, USA Radio Newsmax TV. I'm your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always fighting for the middle class and the working class, just like my hero, Donald Trump. Relentless patriot, defender of all things American, capitalist evangelist, an American made and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world, only in the good old US of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, Judeo-Christian values, and the things I value, small business, the military, the police, law enforcement. At least the law enforcement isn't run by Democrat lackeys like the FBI. Coming from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, gave me my shot in radio, so I always give him his kudos. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show, are in the Tangible Investments studio. And right now, if you are among the first 100 callers, you'll get a free American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated. TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. I take calls throughout the show, but especially in that third hour, my Newsmax National TV hour, where the phone lines are always filled from the beginning of the end. New phone number nationwide, toll-free, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK for Wayne Allyn Root. 833 is a toll-free exchange, just like the old 800 number. It doesn't cost you a dime anywhere in the United States or right here in Las Vegas. You want to call in, it's free no matter where you are. 833-WAR, W-A-R-TALK, T-A-L-K. That's 833-927-8255. All right, some other news stories. So, yeah, I was talking about when we went to break. The White House condemns the ruling on Trump's Dreamers program. U.S. District Judge John D. Bates in Washington. Does it seem like everything horrible in this world comes from the West Coast? It's got to come from either Hawaii, California, either Southern Cal or San Francisco, or the state of Washington or the state of Oregon. It's just unbelievable. And it's funny because liberals characterize us as racist, right? If you're just a Republican, you must be a racist. Well, you know what's funny? I don't really meet any black or Hispanic people that are ruining America. I meet nothing but white liberals that are ruining America. So I guess I'm a white racist. I'm a white person who hates white people. Because, yeah, call me a racist. I hate white liberals. Every one of these judges, always some elitist white liberal from an Ivy League school suffering from white guilt. Forget about white privilege. The worst problem in the world today is white guilt. They wish they weren't born white. See, they're so angry that they weren't born black or Hispanic and poor that they spend their whole lives being pathetic, bleeding heart losers, always hating America, hating white people, even though they're white. Self-hatred, unbelievable. Dennis Prager always talked about self-hating Jews. I think it's self-hating white people in general in the United States. And I met them all at Columbia University, you know? I was Obama's classmate, and I met them there. And I'm telling you, you've never seen such a group of misfits in your entire life, like white people who go to Ivy League schools, who are little spoiled brats that have had everything handed to them their whole lives on a silver platter. No wonder they believe in white privilege. There is no white privilege for me or you, but they did have white privilege, and that's why they've got such horrendous guilt. They should not have gotten into that school, except they got lucky with the right mommy and daddy who gave $1 million or $10 million or $100 million to the school, and that's how they got in. And so they suffer from guilt the rest of their life. And all these white kids I met at Columbia hated white people. You've never seen anything like it. I met nothing but white people who hated white people, Jews who hated Jews. I met men who hate men, and only there were feminist men who seemed to hate men. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. And that's who these judges are that make these rulings. And so Judge John D. Bates in the state of Washington wants to just, you know, destroy America and destroy the Constitution, thank you. How about this judge in New York? We got to find this judge in New York. Let me see the story here. Manhattan judge ruled there's nothing outrageous about throwing President Trump supporters out of bars because the law doesn't protect against political discrimination. Philadelphia accountant Greg Piatek, 31, got thrown out of a West Village watering hole in January of 17 for wearing a Make America Great cap, according to his lawsuit. Anyone who supports Trump or believes in what you believe is not welcome here. You need to leave right now because we won't serve you, said the staff. They weren't getting any service from the bartender, and so then he just said, throw him out. So he sued them in Manhattan Supreme Court, and on Wednesday, when the bar's lawyer pointed out that not only religious and not political beliefs are protected under state and city discrimination laws, saying supporting Trump is not a religion, so you're allowed to do it, and the judge agreed with it. Unbelievable. When we get back, we'll tell you about Baltimore, living in a liberal city run by liberals. The Baltimore mayor, the answer to all the violence on the streets is to tell businesses to close earlier. It's your fault because you're open till 9 o'clock at night. You should close at 6, so it's light out. Liberalism, mental illness.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint meeting of Congress today as this ends his 3-day tour of Washington. One of the topics, again, was North Korea.
France supports fully the United States in its efforts to bring Pyongyang through sanctions and negotiations towards denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Macron also addressed Iran having nuclear weapons.
As for Iran, our objective is clear. Iran shall never possess any nuclear weapons.
Veterans Affairs nominee Ronnie Jackson has fought to convince lawmakers of his leadership abilities as more and more details come out against him, ranging from repeated drunkenness at work to a toxic work environment. Jackson has denied the allegations against him. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now, USA State Radio. Flagship Station 790 AM. Talk That Rocks here in Las Vegas. And many stations all over the country. National TV in hour number 3, Newsmax TV. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. This host, yours truly, War, Wayne Alaroot, loves Liberty Health Share. I joined Liberty Health Share. I put my kids' health care and lives in the hands of Liberty Health Share. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. You know, there's no such thing as out-of-state network. You know, if you live in Nevada, you can go to any doctor in the United States, any hospital in the United States with Liberty Health Share. Thank you, Liberty. You're the best. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. Saved me $18,000 last year. I used to pay $2,000 a month with Aetna. Now I pay $449 a month. Do the math. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237. 855-toll-free 585-4237. One more time, toll-free 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show from almost day one. All right, we got a great guest, John Guandolo, founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, dedicated to defeating the jihadi threat, providing strategic threat-focused consultation, education, and training for federal, state, and local agencies. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Wayne. Greatly appreciate it.
Did I pronounce your last name right? Guandolo, is that right?
It was perfect. You're one of the few.
All right, John Guandolo, UnderstandingTheThreat.com. First question I got to ask you is, when I read this little bio of you, it says providing threat-focused consultation, education, and training for federal, state, and local agencies. So it's very clear that you understand the threat that radical Islam poses to the United States and Western civilization, correct?
Yes.
So how do you ever get any federal, state, and local agencies to hire you and spend money on you when they all seem to be run by liberals who don't understand the threat? Actually, forget about not understanding the threat. They go the other way and make believe, oh, look, somebody just killed 18 people. Let's make believe they're not Muslim, because that can't have anything to do with it. Let's cover that up. Let's call it mental illness. It seems like the government is filled with people who are Muslim sympathizers or just pathetic liberals, and they don't understand the threat. So how do you get hired by government agencies to teach them about the threat?
That is actually a great question. So let me dig in real quick. So I came out of the Marine Corps. I was a Marine officer, a captain in the Marine Corps, infantry and reconnaissance officer. I was a combat veteran, came into the Bureau in 1996, the FBI. And after 9/11, because of moving over into the counterterrorism division after about 5 years working criminal work, began working on cases that brought me to an understanding of the Islamic movement and the network here in the United States. And here's the answer to your question is, federal agencies, for the most part, will not fund what we're doing. However, for instance, recently we actually were asked to come in and do a short program, a half-day program, inside a fusion center that was directed by the FBI, with the fusion directors were there, local and state police from probably about 10 different agencies. And everything that myself and my team presented, they had never heard. And yet they agreed it was critical to protecting their community. And that's the response we get. So what ends up happening is, word of mouth from local and state police who have had our training, as well as FBI agents who have had our training and know the importance of it, will speak to people. So at the federal level, what ends up happening is they won't host it, but when we do training at the state and local level, where sheriffs or police chiefs do want to or do host us, then the FBI guys will come in and do it that way. So that's kind of how it normally ends up happening.
All right. You mentioned that when you did a presentation a while back, a lot of the people said, and it often happens, you said, that they go, we've never even heard this before. Give us an idea. You know, give me a synopsis. What is it that you teach in a short, you know, give me a one-minute burst, what you teach, bullet point me, that they've never heard before? What is it? What's the magic you offer?
So American warfighting doctrine, U.S. warfighting doctrine, says when we do professional analysis of any threat, you begin with who the enemy says they are and why they say they're fighting. In this war, 100% of the enemy says we're Muslims waging jihad to establish an Islamic state under Sharia, whether it's Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, whether it's the jihadis in Boston, in Fort Lauderdale, in Nice, France, in Spain.
Or Vegas.
They all say, the point is they say we're Muslims waging jihad to establish an Islamic state under Islamic law, Sharia. Since 9/11, nowhere in our national security apparatus, FBI, CIA, DOD, have we actually read Islamic law to see if what ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood say is what it is. But it doesn't matter. Our warfighting doctrine says you start your analysis there. So, for instance, if Al-Qaeda is wrong and ISIS is wrong, that it's a requirement of Sharia for Muslims to wage war against non-Muslims until Sharia is the law of the land in the whole world, well, then one possible solution for the United States would be to spend $200 million on an information campaign to teach the Muslim community that what ISIS and Al-Qaeda are teaching is wrong. Unfortunately,
Wait. I have a big question for you. I got to interrupt. But it isn't wrong, is it? My friends who have read the Quran tell me it absolutely says in the Quran that we have a right to convert you, and if you won't convert, we have a right to enslave you, rape you, beat you, kill you. That's our right, or imprison you. Am I wrong?
So Islamic law, Sharia, comes from the Quran and the Sunnah, the example of what Muhammad, their prophet, did and said. And the authoritative hadith and the Quran, as it's understood, the way Islam teaches, which is what came chronologically last, legally overrules what comes before it chronologically. And then from that comes Sharia. Now, that's a very simplified explanation, but it's pretty much that clear. And so what we see is what they teach in Islamic schools in the United States at the elementary and junior high school level is the same thing that's taught at Al-Azhar in Egypt, which is the highest school of Islamic jurisprudence, which just happens to be exactly what the Muslim Brotherhood bylaws say, which is exactly what Al-Qaeda and ISIS say are requirements of Islam, which is this. Islam divides the whole world into two parts. The House of Islam, where Islamic law is the law of the land, and everywhere else, which is called the House of War.
And that's your enemy.
And the stated purpose of Islam is to eliminate the House of War until the entire world's under the House of Peace. The House of Islam, where Sharia is the law of the land, and then you have peace. So there's no version of Islam, authoritative version, that teaches something other than that. Now, there may be Muslims who don't want to live under Sharia or don't subscribe to Sharia or only implement parts of it, but that doesn't constitute a different version of Islam. Those are simply people not doing what Islam commands. And the challenge when people say, oh, that's not true, there are thousands of interpretations, my retort is simply this. We have a standing offer and understand the threat. If you can demonstrate that what I just said or anything we teach or publish in our books or DVDs or when we present about Islam, Sharia, its foundation and authority in Islam and what it says is untrue, then we'll stop teaching it, we'll remove it from our materials, and we'll give the person who brings it to our attention $1,000. Now, as long as we've been offering that, which is now over 3 years, we've never had to pay out.
Well, you know what I always say, John, is, with a nice name like Wandolo, right? You must be an Italian boy, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm a Jew who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood in New York. I was surrounded by nothing but my Italian brothers. So I became kind of honorary Italian. I love Italians. And I love my Italian boys. But I must say that when you make an offer like that, no one can come forward because, obviously, it's the truth. The truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. And nobody wants to admit the truth. I don't know why they don't want to admit the truth, but they don't. And so we allow people come into the United States. Trump, of course, has this great idea called extreme vetting. We allow people for all these years, especially the 8 years under Obama, to come into the United States with terrible beliefs like Sharia law, who hate Jews, who hate Christians, who hate America, who hate Western civilization, and who want to believe in Sharia law. And then we wonder why there are problems in England and Germany and Sweden and Belgium and Netherlands. And, of course, there can be major problems in the United States, too. And so guys like you and I just understand, if you let bad people in, it's going to lead to bad outcomes, right?
Well, right, but it's actually worse than that, because the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we can identify by name the Islamic advisors inside senior positions of the government, and that's part of what we brief. I just actually finished a brief here about an hour ago to a group of pretty well-placed people who had no idea that the penetration of our system. And,
Under Obama.
Oh, yeah, but it started really under Mr. Clinton. It continued under Mr. Bush and got extremely worse under Mr. Obama. We're hoping Mr. Trump will turn this tide.
Yeah, well, he's got so many government employees around him who are left over from Obama and Clinton that still think this way, that, you know, believe, I guess, that the Muslim Brotherhood is wonderful and their Islamic, sympathizers, that you got a problem. You know, how do you clean the government out of thousands and thousands of leftover employees in key positions? I don't know. You got to have someone to replace them. Where do you find a lot of John Guandolos? I don't know. We got to find them. Hey, John, don't go anywhere. Hang through the break. When we get back, I want to talk about the infiltration of our government by the Muslim Brotherhood. And I also want to talk about the Vegas massacre from October 1st, which I truly believe was not just Stephen Paddock. I believe it had to do with Saudi Arabia and ISIS and Muslim infiltration. And let's get your take on it. We'll be right back. More on the Vegas massacre when we get back. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for it.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of Sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root now. Sponsor of this segment, Bullet Blocker. Kind of apropos, we're talking about Islamic extremism and the hold it's got in America, the threat it poses to America. And it's a great time to talk about Bullet Blocker for your kids. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. And now Joe Curran has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor for your kids, for your family and your kids. But most importantly, your kids, when they go to school, you want to know they're safe. And backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, bulletproof inserts to put inside their notebooks, so they just hold it up and the bullets bounce right off. Gives your kids the gift of life. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR, promo code WAR, to save 10%. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root and the WAR Now Show. WAR. And that's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. You know I go there all the time. My kids have the best in protection that you can ever get. Cost doesn't matter to me, but the cost is really not bad at all. It's actually rather inexpensive. But there is no cost involved in protecting your kids. Doesn't matter. Whatever it costs, you do it. Bulletblocker.com. Go there now. If you have kids, you're crazy if you don't. All right, John Guandolo is the founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, dedicated to defeating the jihadi threat in this country, providing strategic threat-focused consultation, education, and training for federal, state, and local agencies, UnderstandingTheThreat.com. John, welcome back to the show. John, are you there? John,
yes,
we got you. John, you there?
I'm here.
There you go. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the Muslim Brotherhood infiltration at the highest levels of our federal government. What the hell happened?
Well, let's just begin with, let me give you a couple of examples. I can preface it by saying the way they operate is they present themselves as, kind, moderate people. And when the evidence and the facts are that they are not. Under the Clinton administration, a guy named Abdurrahman Alamoudi was the Islamic advisor to the president. He visited the White House more than any other Muslim in the nation. He's the founder of almost two dozen of the largest Islamic organizations in the country. He was a goodwill ambassador for the State Department. He worked with the Department of Education about what went into U.S. public school textbooks about Islam. And in 2003, he was caught at Heathrow Airport in London with $340,000 cash he got from Libya for the global jihad. and he was implicated in a plot with UK-based al-Qaeda operatives to kill Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah. And the Treasury Department of the United States discovered he was an al-Qaeda financier. So let me just summarize. An al-Qaeda financier was the Islamic advisor to the President of the United States. And by the way, al-Amudi also created the Muslim chaplain program for the Department of Defense. So this is, that's the level of penetration I'm talking about. And it just, it gets worse over time, because he was actually then invited into the George W. Bush camp during the campaign and actually helped supposedly get the Muslim vote for Mr. Bush. But that's the level of penetration. On 9/11, you had a guy working in the White House named Suhail Khan, whose father, Mahbub Khan, was one of the most prominent Muslim Brotherhood leaders in America, who founded some of their biggest organizations. You know, the guy who, James Comey, gave an FBI Director's Award to, in 2016, named Mohammed Majid. He's an imam in Virginia. This is a guy who was the vice president and president of the Islamic Society of North America, which the largest evidence in the largest terrorism financing trial in American history revealed his organization, ISNA, not only a Muslim Brotherhood organization, they directly funded Hamas leaders and organizations overseas. And yet he gets an FBI award. He was on the Homeland Security Advisory Committee with a secret clearance, and on it goes. That's where we're losing the war big time, because these are the people advising our leaders on how to craft foreign policy in the Muslim world and how to create domestic counterterrorism strategies.
All right, so as luck would have it, you always run out of time for the most important part of the interview. I kind of saved the biggest one for last, but we're running out of time. We got maybe 2 minutes to go. The Vegas massacre on October 1st, you think, like I do, John Guandolo, that there was Islamic involvement? Yes?
Of course. We were immediately after the attack the next morning, said it was probably a jihadi attack, and by noon we wrote an article saying it was. You've got, let me just in 60 seconds sum up what we have done, and we've done significant investigation. You know, ISIS has now claimed the attack, but most importantly, they've claimed it numerous times, but one of the ways in which they claimed it through their official media outlet, they have never claimed an attack that way in the West that wasn't their attack. So that's the first thing. So they're the only ones who have internationally claimed it like that. We have significant information that there was an Australian, Brian Hodge, who he himself claimed to be on the floor during the shooting, claimed to be in the room next to the guy, and further investigation reveals that there's a lot more going on here, and the FBI refuses to look at this information and go deeper.
It's amazing. And, you know, kind of you and I are on the same page. We met in Phoenix at the Western Conservative Conference. We agreed then, and we agree now, that it wasn't just Stephen Paddock alone that's ridiculous, and that, you know, Saudi Arabia, look at all the princes arrested right after this happened, after Trump's son-in-law was sent to Saudi Arabia to deliver an urgent diplomatic message, just literally days after the Vegas massacre, and they arrest the richest billionaire princes in Saudi Arabia, torture them under the guise of funding of Islamic terrorism. How could it not be connected? It's got to be. John Guandolo, thanks for coming on. UnderstandingTheThreat.com. We'll have you back again soon. War Now. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.